Domine convertere et eripe anima meam. Salvum me fac propter misericordia.
March 30, 2019, Saturday of the third week of Lent. Luke 18:9-14. He spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being upright and despised everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself, "I thank you, God, that I am not grasping, unjust, adulterous like everyone else, and particularly that I am not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes on all I get." The tax collector stood some distance away, not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." This man, I tell you, went home again justified. The other did not. For everyone who raises himself up will be humbled, but anyone who humbles himself will be raised up. This passage of the Holy Scripture is always a warning for us. Always to take care that we are not justifying ourselves, that we are not, like it is said here in the text, upright and despise other people. It's especially terrible when it's in the religious life, and it can be like an attitude to God. All forms, all ways to make yourself high and to think very good of yourself is coming from the pride, and in the worst case from satanic pride inside of us, and it's closing before God. And especially if we despise other people, like we hear it in the example of today. Nothing was there with the tax collector at this point. His position in the crowd was already very weak. He was not loved. And he knew his sins, obviously. And he came to the Lord in humility. And the reaction of the Lord shows that he is not following the natural order like we human beings often do it, and also that we are deceived from it. Here it's different. The man who is living in humility, he will be lifted up from the Lord, and the man of pride will go down. And the Lord made like a rule, as we read it. Everyone who raises himself will be humbled, but anyone who humbles himself will be raised up. The sentence is like a key for the spiritual life, and it's supported by a lot of other passages of the Holy Scripture. We should never think very high of us, especially on the natural way, when we have this or that. And also, of course, even more for the spiritual gifts. All is a gift of God, and we have it for the glory of God and to serve people. We heard from Père Lallemand last days that in his religious order, the Jesuits, it came that a spirit came in which was very interested in natural gifts, which should be even more than virtues, and piety. This is a big temptation, maybe not only, I think not only with the Jesuits, it's general, and it is a sort of spiritual disorder, because one do not see the real hierarchy of the values. In the eastern part of the monks, in Russia or in Greece, you find a way of prayer which is called the heart prayer, which shows a bit the attitude of the tax collector. In his classical form, it means, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. This prayer is a Christian meditation, similar to a prayer we do it, Jesus, Maria, help me. But in the East, it's a systematic prayer. The sentence is always repeated, and it's prayed in the heart, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, in the silence normally. In our community, we have a good experience with this prayer, and it is permanent in our prayers. Mostly we pray it in the silent adoration, but you can pray it in a certain way at all places if you are used to it. Some people are using a short key. This is something with knots which you can pray, but you can also use the normal rosary. Important is that you pray this prayer silently. Maybe you start with some minutes, but regularly. And if you are attracted by this way of prayer, and you are used a little bit to this prayer, God will invite you to pray more, and you will experience that you go inside of yourself. It's a very good way always to be aware that we are sinners and we are in need of God's mercy. If you want to integrate other people in this prayer, we also can pray in this way, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.
Today's offertory verse says, Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love.
Domine convertere et eripe anima meam. Salvum me fac propter misericordiam.